Hello.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Delirious. Absolutely deliriously happy.
That isn't just irresponsible, it's outrageous.
And that's the bottom line, because John McCain said so.
Papa loves Mambo.
That happens by surprise.
You did awfully good there, Dolomite.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Tomorrow, James Bamford, author of the book Shadow Factory, all about the NSA at just after 4. Just after 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 85-year-old table tennis whiz Dorothy Peterson.
Great legs on her.
85 years young. Let's go right to the phones. Hello, Dave.
Hey, what's going on?
Dave, where are you calling from?
Calling from Alexandria.
What a delightful suburb of Washington, D.C.
Sounds like Commissioner Gordon.
Congratulations to you, sir. You have won a pair of RIP passes, and we will see you at the Boo Bash Friday night, October 31st at Fast Eddie's in Centerville. What are you going to be going as on Halloween?
I've not yet decided.
All right, but you're coming to the show, and we're excited about that. Your RIP passes get you right in. Don't wait in line. You'll have eternal access to the RIP room.
Wow.
Food and beverages to die for, and you'll receive a commemorative first annual Boo Bash Bag O' Tricks. Congratulations to you, Dave, and we'll see you there.
Thanks
a lot. There's a dynamo. A lot of dynamos going to be in that RIP room.
He can dress up as an Olympic athlete.
It should be a lot of fun. I look forward to that. I have decided I will be the cool vampire.
Yeah.
And you're Beth Ann, with that?
Yeah, Beth Ann is still trying to reach the dentist, Dr. Dana.
Mm-hmm, for
and,
your teeth.
You think he'll go ahead and do it?
Yeah. I know he wants to.
He does?
Yes, yeah. Of course he does. He really, really does.
Okay, I'm excited about that.
Have we asked Kiss of Death what she's going to be?
We have not. Mrs. McBride,
actually, we haven't.
You have, and she's answered it. And I know the answer. She said it in this very room on the air.
See, Robin, I don't listen to Beth Ann. You do.
Well, sometimes.
I'm in and out.
Hold on a second. Well, now she's looking at you like you're confused.
You were thinking seriously, and you said so in here on the air about being a nun.
How about the microphone?
Yeah.
How about into the microphone?
Okay.
A nun.
I turned
speaking
it on
into
and
the
everything.
Microphone.
N-U-N nun.
Hey. Jesus. I think I'm going to be an altar boy.
Why religious?
Why not, Mike?
You know, I'd like to make a request. If requests will be entertained.
All right.
I think you'd make a wonderful Elvira.
You have the cleavage.
He's an evil boy. I thought he was talking to you.
I was looking over to you.
No, I think Beth Ann would make a wonderful Elvira.
He was talking about you, but he was giving me the evil look. That's why. I could not agree more.
Don't you think?
I think it would be a great altar boy.
No, you're not a boy.
Why male Catholic figures?
I don't know.
Why?
Doctor. I don't know.
A doctor?
No.
Why all opposite sex?
I don't know.
You spent all that money enhancing yourself.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Would you like to feel them?
No, stop it. Oh, my God.
I have.
How come you can talk about it, but I can't talk about it?
You can do whatever you want. It's an open microphone.
Mike, they feel very natural.
A little cleavage
wouldn't
kill
you. You haven't felt them.
By accident.
You've never felt them in your life.
Oh, yeah, she's bummed into him. I've seen that happen.
But that's different. Excuse me, everybody's friend today. That is not help. That is
one
not
time
feeling
she bumped
them.
Into my palm.
I like you, Mike.
Yes, F you, Buzz. He has not felt them. I don't like this subject.
I know.
It's making me uncomfortable.
I think Elvira would be great.
I like Elvira. I think that's
You know, they have a wig over a bad place, that Party City, that's an Elvira wig that's licensed by Elvira. But you know what? Looking at your hair, you wouldn't need it. You could do an updo and get yourself a slinky black dress.
He is wound up.
Something low cut.
He is wound up today.
Just start with a V-neck.
Pumpkin ale.
Show her pale ale.
Well, Halloween's coming up on the 31st. We're certainly going to have a good time.
Let's wear her down on that.
About the Elvira?
Mm-hmm.
I'll even buy her a suit.
Yeah.
Should be a lot
an
of fun.
An Elvira suit?
Yeah, I'll buy an Elvira
Zips
suit.
Zips up the back?
Yes. No, the side. All right, let's get our final look at Buzz Burbank's news. Here he is, the man, the legend, Mr. Buzz.
Thank you, Mike. Now, we have one sort of dark cloud story here, and then we're going to get past it, and then everything after that is much lighter. But if I ignore this story, it won't go away.
Okay.
So here it is.
All right.
The lifeless body of a bear cub shot to death through the head was found yesterday on the campus of Western Carolina University in North Carolina.
Well, that's sad.
The black bear's carcass was covered with two Obama campaign signs taped together. The campus police chief says he has no idea what the motive might be. But the state's Wildlife Commission says for them, it's a criminal matter worth investigating. You cannot kill an animal and discard it.
All right, let's say, you know, that's the news story. Let's discuss what the ramifications
are
and what the police probably think.
Mm-hmm.
This is a slam at the Obama campaign, perhaps, trying to make a statement, trying to do something horrible, trying to send a message. The hate seems to be ramping up in the final days before the election.
Yes, in places.
You know, very, very scary. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just hope the authorities get to the bottom of this. You know, I'm hearing stuff. I got signs in my yard. I hear it, too. It's
scary.
Don't
you think that hate sometimes smacks of desperation?
I think so, but also anger that you're getting right down to the nitty-gritty here. You're getting to the part where there are, unfortunately, I have to believe that there is a segment of a society that doesn't necessarily like the idea of something happening that's about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to get those bottom feeders, and it's up to everybody else now to speak with one voice. I don't care what your politics are.
And to take a higher road.
You know, if somebody's talking that kind of crap, it'd be the same thing if you were saying about any candidate, no matter what nationality.
That's
true. That there's no room. There is no room. And shout them down. But it just worries me that we've got that. You know, you get the guys that were busted out in Colorado, mm-hmm. then you get something like this.
Or
I'll be interesting. I'll be very interested to see a follow up on this and see if they find somebody. Because usually idiots that pull this kind of crap, they usually get caught pretty quickly.
They may indeed.
And now, New York Jets quarterback Brett Favre is denying that he gave inside information about the Green Bay Packers to the Detroit Lions. News reports have said Favre called the team in week two of the NFL season to give the GM and the coaches an extensive breakdown of the Pack's playbook. The Packers, however, won that game against the Lions 48-25.
If the Packers left the field, it would take the Lions three plays to score.
Who alleges
apparently.
This? Yeah. Who alleges this? The Packers allege this?
News reports. There have been various sports reporters have reported that Favre, in fact, made this call to the GM and to the coaches of the Detroit Lions in the week before. The second week's game of the NFL season.
Doesn't sound
I do not see Brett Favre doing that.
He's denying he did it. Actually, his only denial has come in a text message to another sports reporter. He's made no public comment.
Let's go to Kelly in Sacramento. Kelly, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm a dental technician, and we're the ones who actually make the fake teeth. Uh-huh.
Yes.
And so I just thought that would be a good route for you to go, is to contact a lab instead of going to a dentist.
Well, I just want to get the job done. That's what I'm kind of curious about. Can you make me teeth?
Kelly, can you help at all?
Well, I can tell you to call a denture
dental
laboratory.
So you can't help, can you?
Rob is
ramped
up to the...
No, unless he wants to fly here.
Right. No.
Kelly, would you like to have a new car? Well, let me tell you this.
You know,
Vienna,
too.
Okay, you sound like it. Would you like to have a new car?
Yeah, and I live in Canada, and I went to Madison.
Oh, God. You know what? Hang up. I don't even want to do the punch.
No, I don't want to hang up.
I don't even want to do the punch. Do you want... Okay, if you want a new car, go buy one. That's the equivalent of what you just told Mike to do.
I just thought he might not have heard
would
of
you like to live a
Kelly,
would you like
hold
to
on,
live
Rob. Hold
life?
On, Rob. Kelly, this is a wonderful call, and I really appreciate
really
it.
Nice.
I love you.
With
I love you, Rob.
Oh, I don't love you. What year did you graduate Madison?
I actually moved to California in 83, and I
thanks
was
for answering the question.
Well, I didn't graduate from Madison. I graduated from high school in California. Hello.
Okay, does that
I'm
count?
I'm older than you.
Yes, apparently by quite some years.
Yes.
Kelly.
How long did the marriage last?
Excuse me, Kelly, I have a question for you. Kelly. Yes. I think you're very, very nice.
Very kind.
Thank all right, let me end with a friendly question.
And I appreciate it. I appreciate you calling and giving me a nice suggestion for Halloween. And it's really nice. I wish you lived here so you could go to our party.
Yeah, me too.
Absolutely.
And I hope you find your teeth. They should make you like a retainer that will clip over your real teeth. You don't want anything glued on.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll take that under advisement.
Can I
we'll see what my dentist
suggestion?
Can do. Yes, go ahead, Rob.
Kelly, tonight, when you go home, and I'm taking into the to account the time difference, when you go home tonight...
Come on, Ron, we have to finish the news.
Buy Neapolitan ice cream, and that way you get three flavors.
All right, she's gone. She hung up.
Yep, she's off to the bakery.
I can't imagine why.
Let's get back to...
A visitor to
I want a Napoleon with lots of chocolate on it. I don't want a corner piece.
No more pale ale. No more pumpkin ale for him during the show.
Speaking of costumes, a visitor to a Six Flags amusement park was injured late last week by a guy in a werewolf costume.
Yeah,
oh, my
Mike.
God. That's right. The employee at Six Flags Great America outside of Chicago had been walking on stilts inside of an ice cream parlor in a werewolf suit. Now, is this a good idea?
Not a good idea at all.
He lost his balance and went crashing out through a window.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Landed on a park patron. No word on whether the cut she received came from the shards of glass or the werewolf teeth.
Rabies shots.
And the government's out with a warning for teenagers who have or have considered car surfing. The Department of the Bleeding Obvious says riding on top of a moving vehicle is
dangerous.
Right, Charlie.
Apparently, there's been a rash of death and injuries across the country from this, especially in the Midwest and the South.
No, it's not.
Thinning of the herd.
Charlie?
No, it's not.
It's dangerous.
No, it's not.
Charlie?
No, it's not.
Do you want to come in here and defend yourself?
No, it's not.
Charlie?
No,
it's
stay
not.
Off my car.
I said it's not. It's not. I just have...
What did Mr. Hughes tell you about surfing on the company van?
Said it's dangerous and it could damage the van and it's CBS property.
He's
right.
Right.
F you guys.
Oh, Charlie.
Sorry.
quoting a CDC spokesman, we strongly recommend teens not engage in this type of behavior.
Okay.
And finally, you know, I can, if I think it over or through the years, I can vouch for pretty much every story I have ever done. This one, though, I'm not so sure. I read that it's true. I want to believe.
Okay.
It's worth a risk.
Yeah.
An American soldier in Afghanistan got a letter from his girlfriend that read, "Dear Ricky, I can no longer continue our relationship. The distance between us is just too great. I must admit I've cheated on you twice since you've been gone, and it's not fair to either of us. I'm sorry. Please return the picture I sent." Ricky, with some help from his buddies in the Marines, sent 57 photos of hot babes back to Becky with a note that read, "Dear Becky, I'm sorry, I can't quite remember you. Please take your picture from the pile and send the rest back to me."
Ah, I hope it's true.
Take care, Ricky.
I hope it's true, baby.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much. Want to thank our wonderful friend Brian Yeager, who came by with the pumpkin ale. His
guy.
Book is, where is it? It's around here somewhere.
He autographed it.
Red, White, and Brew.
That's it.
A Beer Odyssey. Brian Yeager, pick up that book. It's really good. Also, Mark Guggenheim, his show is Eli Stone, tonight at 10, 9 Central on ABC, and he's a veteran Hollywood writer. It was great having him on
Very
the program.
Cool.
Check out the all-new episode tonight. That is it. We got to get out of here. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak, and our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The show comes to you from the studios of WJFK-FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Kelly Radio Network.
Kelly.
For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara.
Yes.
With my Timothy Leary poem of the day.
Oh, excellent.
"Drink your brew," said the pumpkin to the rock.
What?
Oh, we're off to it. What have you been eating?
"Drink your brew," said the pumpkin to the rock. "I brewed it in my house with a strainer and a sock. It tastes a little gamey, but it's got a big kick. And if you don't boil it, it'll make you real sick." "But I didn't boil it," said the rock to the gourd. "I drank it unboiled, and I'm going to meet the Lord." The pumpkin said, "You're going to be fine. Good, you see. You ain't human. You're a rock from the hood." So they both laughed, and they got a buzz. Because that's what friends do.
And I'm the druggie.
Just because.
What are you doing?
That is the worst. I told it was an acid poem, and I ran
great.
Out of time. Hold on a second.
I loved it.
Pumpkin said, "You're going to be fine."
Uh-huh.
No. The pumpkin said, "You're going to be good, you see. You ain't human. You're a rock." I can't. Forget it. I blew it. I'll try to do better tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Gay. I suck. Dolomite.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.